This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, this is our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio from the staff of my various programs, broadcasting professionals like Joe Crummy, who is an experienced talk radio host starting up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, ending in Los Angeles. And it was a long and winding road that took him from Portsmouth, New Hampshire to, most of us who are broadcasters have been around for a while. It has been a long and winding road. Mm-hmm. Joe has, at the moment, a fascinating podcast called Evil Thoughts.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Evil Thoughts. All right, so he's had his brain surgery. He's all set to go. Rich McFadden, speaking of brain surgery, has had his lobotomy. He's all set to go.
Mine is scheduled for next week.
Oh, it's next week. Ah, yeah. Oh, damn, yeah. I thought it was last week. I'm sure you'll be on the top of your game, however, as we go through the charts for the week of April 17th to the 21st. And also Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV Experience. And we'll talk with our comments about the stories, and if we have time for the list, the people list, we'll do that. But most of them are sort of tied together. So let me go through the list, and maybe we'll stop here, or maybe I'll go through the list. It's hard to predict what we'll do, but all of you will jump in as you wish, and we'll see what we come up with for conversation. Lots of sports talk radio, including the Patriots' visit to the White House without Tom Brady. Do you think the news media makes too much of, like, Tom Brady and Donald Trump appear to be friends? And that seemed to be a distraction for some. Now, I know that Crummy and Richie is, well, let's see, I'm sort of in the middle. Victoria is not. But Richie and Joe are supporters of Trump, and you're also fans. Although I don't know much about your sports interests, Joe. What do you like? Are you a football person, baseball person? Do you not care about sports? What's your story? Apparently he doesn't have a story.
He's thinking about it.
It's a good story. Right.
Think about it. All right, Richie, how about you?
Well, yeah, I think the media did make too much of it. I think that, you know, was it the fact that Hernandez killed himself? Was it the fact that his mother-in-law was going through cancer treatment? And who really cares? Let the guy make his decision, do what he wants to. I think the highlight of that whole story was Gronk stepping out into Spicer's newsroom saying, let me know if you need help.
Yeah. I thought they'd have played it one step further. Spicer could have brought him up on the stage and answered the questions, and Spicer could have just stood on the side of it. That would have been a nice effect.
Yeah.
They need to sort of chill a little bit. Do you know what I mean? There's so much focus because the news media in general is so angry, it would seem. This week, the information came out that a study of the evening newscasts, or the stuff that's on the air on the networks from 4 until 10, that included ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, 89% of it was unfavorable.
Shocked.
So, isn't that a shocker?
I'm shocked by that.
It's a shock. Right. So, so when something like this happens to lighten things up, it's good, but yet they still don't want to. They'll find something bad in it, which is kind of a shame. But I think it's contributing in a way to a national psychosis that isn't very healthy. First of all, we give the news media too much credibility, and we give them too much space in our lives. At least those people. I mean, we in the business of talking about what's going on in the world and how do we get our input. Much of it comes from what's in the various news media. And so, okay.
And here's why. We were sitting around the network yesterday, and we always have all the news channels on. And here's an actual statement out of one of the anchors' mouths from CNN. There may possibly be some activity on health care reform.
May, possibly.
There may, possibly.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Breaking news with the big graphics. Breaking news.
Maybe.
May possibly be some activity on the health care.
CNN is just ridiculous at this point.
They spent the whole day talking about Bill O'Reilly like they were little kids in a sand pit who just won an ice cream cone.
Right.
And you know, what I enjoy watching CNN because of that, because they get so crazy. You know, this week, I know it's also on our list when they had that, I guess the runoff in Georgia for the House seat. I guess it was, District 6 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
During the day, they really thought they were going to win this, and they were so excited. So I watched CNN because they're so excited. They think they're going to, you know, they've got something going. So they're on the air that night. When was that? Wednesday night, Tuesday night?
Being a Democrat to beat a Republican.
It was great, you know, because they really thought they had it. This was going to show that Trump is evil and bad, and they're going to have a big switch in the House, and it's coming, and this is it. Here's a referendum on Trump, and they're all excited. And then when the numbers come in, it doesn't happen. And I love to see what they have to do because their hearts are all aflutter. And it doesn't happen again.
It was,
it was great to watch. You know, they have to kind of pivot, you know.
But Doug, you're right. CNN is embarrassing right now.
Yeah.
I mean, during the O'Reilly thing, they treated it like breaking news, like 9/11.
Yeah.
And the anchor was on the air going, well, what do you want me to do? Talking to his producers, should I stay live or should I go to a break?
Uh-huh. Well, Bill O'Reilly's on the list for us for later down the line on these top 10 stories.
Meanwhile,
that myself. But,
Bill O'Reilly, that story is number 3 this week on the countdown.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I have to say about Bill O'Reilly leaving is he's going to leave with somewhere between $65 and $100 million in his bank account. And they won't. There's no reason, nor would they, I think, be when you sever relations like that. I don't think you can keep him from working somewhere else. So in some way, shape, or form, he'll resurface. He has too much of a fan base.
Agreed.
Me and two people watch him every night on Fox, or did. So it is so telling and so damnable. You'd like to think somebody someplace could do something with real news. Where is that opportunity? Where is that company? Who can do that? And actually, because there's none of them. Newsmax, they have no credibility. Some of these other places, the right wing places, the left wing media, there's no credibility anywhere. Because
they want to have an agenda because I think they believe it puts butts in seats. You know that they're that they're hard driving and they've got some point of view, and that gets people to watch them.
Well, the point of view is the same as we used to. I guess you can apply it today, even to some of the talk radio programs, because there's political talk and there's business talk and there's health talk and there's car talk and there's all kinds of happy talk and those things. In the music business, it's adult contemporary, it's country, it's jazz, it's the top 40, those things. So you find something that you like to listen to, and that's what you stay with, and that's fine, that's okay. But then it gets treated and thrown into the mix. Our situation is like the number 8 item, Ann Coulter being booted from Berkeley. I don't know the last time a liberal was told not to come to a college campus. Maybe somebody can do the research, Victoria, and tell me that somebody who was liberal was not allowed to speak at George Washington University or something. But I don't know of the circumstance, but yet every time you turn around.
Probably doesn't exist.
No. So that's something, again, that sort of is is a pseudo-ness to that.
Irony is that, Berkeley is supposedly the birthplace of the free speech movement, You know, that's really funny.
Right.
You go 40 years down the line or whatever it was. When was the free speech movement? 70s, 60s, whatever.
And
now it's like, no way. Can you speak here? She's going to do it, though, right? It's back on.
Yeah.
It's on. It's all
right
back on with Ann Coulter, right?
Well, and then there was the case. There was a judge that ruled that a conservative, a way conservative, like whack job white supremacist guy who was speaking at Auburn University, I guess judge stepped in and ruled that it was illegal to prevent him from doing it or something. So there's a lot of controversy with who's visiting colleges and what they're saying. But, the liberal thing, though, liberal speakers are not controversial. So, I mean, they're really not. It's peace, love, and happiness. Everyone get along. I mean, like, what are they going to say that's that controversial?
It's please.
No, but seriously, compared to a white supremacist, who is more controversial?
There's socialism and communism.
Yeah, on the other end of that.
Right.
How many socialists and communists are speaking at college campuses?
Probably everywhere.
Bernie?
No, you guys like to label everybody on the left as a socialist.
No, I would tell you in my case that Heidelberg University in Tiffin, Ohio, I see the speakers roster, and they're broadening their scope. Never used to
it's all communists
like that. Not all of them. There are plenty of people on the circuit. That I think
I know, I'm outnumbered, all right.
Blinders. No, that's much. But it's silly to say that everybody who's controversial is from the right, because it's not true.
I'm saying it's a lot more controversial when someone is a white supremacist saying things that are really horrific. That gets people up in arms, and that's where this stuff stems from. Ann Coulter says a lot of really controversial things. So it's not surprising that
there's
protests.
She's 10 years ago, she said a lot more outrageous things, and I think she's calmed down a lot. Not that that makes it any...
Well, college kids don't know who she was 10 years ago.
Right. And they won't know who she is 10 years from now either, because everybody will forget about there be somebody new. All right. Food for thought here as Joe Crummy, Rich McFenn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week. Let me have you think forward for a little bit. The cardiologists of the day today have called Superbeats a 21st century godsend. Why? Because Superbeats revitalizes and energizes your heart. There are all kinds of studies that have been done by many of the important medical institutions in our country confirming the use of Superbeats for your blood, your circulation. It opens up your blood vessels, expands them by 60%. Not only the big ones, but all of them, all through your body. So, if you've been feeling poorly, you got low energy, foggy thinking, you're out of breath, leg cramps, stiff joints, restless nights, cold sweats, you ought to try taking this nutritional supplement that we're all on here. Crummy's not on it. We ought to get him some of those, Richie. Super.
He could use some.
Yeah, he could probably use some.
Send me some. I'm ready.
Nutritional supplements that help you exercise better, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every bit of the myocardial areas of your body. That means every place. It's the molecular discovery of the century, and you don't have to go any further than dialing 800-655-4183 to order it. Or you can order it online at DougLikesBeats.com. That's 800-655-4183, the natural way to normalize your blood pressure and keep your blood flowing, get energy, get stamina, get yourself into the healthy space and keep yourself there. Drinking good-for-you superfoods like Superbeats helps feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system, helps boost your stamina and energy. So if you want to join professional and college athletes all across the country who trust Superbeats to help them be their best in their pursuits, call 800-655-4183 or again order at DougLikesBeats.com.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year, Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale, with 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents, pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19, bamboo from $1.39, get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents, limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents, and more, plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Hi, I am Kelly. Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Moving along up and down the ladder of information on conversation on the radio, I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, who has a fabulous thoughts?
I have evil thoughts, so you know.
Evil, yes, I know you do. The podcast called Evil Thoughts, he uses his guitar like nobody else uses his. This is a dangerous man with dangerous. I had a dangerous guitar. You'll find Joe on Facebook and Twitter as well at joecrummy.net. He has posted a video on YouTube. Good, Doug. Of a brain surgery. Now, I knew this was important. How long ago did you have this brain surgery?
That was a long time ago. Actually, it was back, I didn't want to mention it, 1994. That goes way back, Doug.
Really? And what was the problem? How much do you talk about this?
Not so much anymore. I'd rather put it behind me, but it cost me my hearing. I mean, there was a time, and I have no balance anymore. People that know me personally understand that very well. Joe has no balance.
No balance.
But yeah, oh yeah.
I was thinking that, and I don't even know you there.
Well, I thought you were a well-balanced guy.
I said, this guy's got no balance. What's going on here? But it took half of it away. Your hearing is, that's how you balance yourself. It's actually the mechanism is in your ears.
Turn the headsets up a little louder. Well, the same thing happened. It wasn't the same operation that Rush Limbaugh had, was it?
No, I think he had something else, but it was, I had what they call an acoustic neuroma, and it's just a brain tumor that gets in there right in the ear canal and does a lot of damage if you don't catch it just soon enough.
Is that because you were listening to too many people yell at you on the radio and it affected
Yes,
you?
It was exactly right. It's people like you that caused it. I don't want to lay a trip on you, but thanks.
It's okay. 25 after Victoria Keelan.
No big deal.
Yeah. One of the stars of the DJV show is here with her thought. She feels like she gets cornered every once in a while, but I will not. I'll protect you at all costs.
Oh, yeah. You're awesome at that.
Wait a minute.
He threw you under the bus.
I know. No. He always does. Oh, and then he just throws it in reverse for good measure.
No, it's only my pickup truck. It's not a bus.
Okay. A few rocks.
Yep. Let's see what we have next up. We talked about the Patriots visiting the White House without Aaron Hernandez. Been a little difficult anyway. He's gonzo. The thing, because everybody's talking about Hernandez, but a lot of people have not talked about the situation in Arkansas where all these executions, there are 8 people waiting to get dispatched that have been on death row, some of them since the 1990s. What is that, swift justice?
How many of them could be exonerated with DNA testing?
That's the question. Always is the question.
Well, it's one down, seven to go.
Right.
They dispatched
somebody, I think, Thursday night.
Right.
Because they found the right veterinarian to give them what they need. They can put dogs to sleep every place, but they can't find the same stuff to put people to sleep. They apparently found enough to get this guy out. And so with this comes a discussion of the death penalty, what is cruel and unusual, how it doesn't really work to deter. If it really was a deterrent, then there, by definition, wouldn't be any more murders. However, last time I checked, even in Chicago, you could murder, I mean, you could have an execution every day in Chicago, and you wouldn't get rid of all the murderers.
Well, I think the thinking is that it's deterrent is one thing, but the other half of the equation is punishment. And they're thinking, okay, you know, you don't deserve to live because you did X, Y, and Z. So you don't even, you can't enjoy.
Hard for
I don't want you to enjoy a cheeseburger. I don't want you to enjoy a sunny day. I don't want you to enjoy a thought. That's the thinking, I think, behind it.
Is that does that make sense under the circumstances?
Well, I mean, I would agree with you. I think in the long term, the death penalty is on the way out. I just think it is. But that's what I think the thinking is. It's a two-pronged attack. It's like, okay, a deterrent and also, you know, it's punishment. You know, that's
punishment, vengeance, maybe. And I'm with vengeance sometimes myself. Frankly, some guy rapes somebody and then murders him. I'm okay with even every spiritual philosophy I have, kill him.
I'd say it's a deterrent for you and me and all of us who are.
Well, I wouldn't do it anyway.
Sound
neither
mind.
Would you.
Right, we're of sound mind.
It was you and me with each other, then maybe you would be a different story. But other than that, no. 28 past the hour.
The only thing better than a Samsung Galaxy S8 is two of them. And right now with Sprint, you can lease two for the price of one. That's two Galaxy S8s with an infinity screen and 12-megapixel camera. And get unlimited data, talk, and text with Sprint's unlimited plan, which works great for you. But to make it work even better on radio, I'm going to read it with helium.
The only thing better than a Samsung Galaxy S8 is two of them, and right now with Sprint, you can lease two for the price of one. That's two Galaxy S8s with an infinity screen and 12-megapixel camera, and get unlimited data, talk, and text with Sprint's unlimited plan, which works great for you. Sprint works for me. Call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or visit Sprint.com/now.
Unlimited excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streams video up to HD 1080p. News up to 1.5 megabits per second. Gaming update, megabits per second. Subject to credit. $30 activation fee. Prohibited network use rules and data deprioritization. Phone $0 per month after $31.25 a month service credit. Requires two new lines of service for well-qualified customers with 18-month leases. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Credit applied within two invoices. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 34 after the hour. My name is Doug Steffen. His name is Rich McFadden. His name is Joe Crummy, and her name is Victoria Keeman. We are here discussing, as we do every week at this time, from the Professional Boobcasters Association, an overview of the stories that Talkers Magazine lists on their website at talkers.com as the big items, the big stories of the week, conversationally on the News Talk radio stations with the programs and hosts that they monitor all across the country. I choose to not discuss things like the Fresno shooting. I feel it goes no place, does no good. There's nothing there that's any different other than the place and the time and who did it from the last shooting and the shooting before that and the shooting before that and the shooting before that. So if we don't have any disagreement amongst the members of the panel, I'll move on.
Fire away.
No discussion. You may have mentioned number four this week on the countdown is the Georgia House race. Mm-hmm. How a Democrat was thought to be unseating a Republican or take over the House seat. But Joe, in some fashion of glee, suggested that wasn't the case. So what is the case?
Well, I mean, I just have a perverted sense of enjoying CNN getting so excited about it, and then when it doesn't happen and they get a crestfallen, I tune in for that.
So then what you tuned in for more than anything else, and what I think is the most interesting deal, but that's just me, of the week, was how CNN and others have handled the O'Reilly exit from Fox and how the Murdoch family couldn't quite agree at the beginning, but the two sons convinced the old man that this wasn't good, even though it didn't affect their stock. When you consider how huge Rupert Murdoch started when he was a kid, he was like Richard Branson. I think he used to deliver newspapers when he was like 12 years old. And then somehow or other, like Branson, bought a music trade publication, somehow or other either Murdoch started his own paper or he bought one when he was young, and that he's got the probably arguably the largest media corporation. It's not just news media. It's print, it's movies, it's television, and it's not just on the North American continent. It's in Australia, it's in Europe, it's in Africa now, and the guys, these people.
He's Australian, right? I mean, this guy, he's Australian.
Yeah, has American citizenship now, but he is a native Australian. Yeah. Right.
Is that where he made his original money?
Yes.
Doug? Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know there was enough business in Australia. I'm obviously very provincial. I didn't know it was that big of a deal.
Very smart. The guy's a very smart guy.
Yeah.
Very savvy. And he picks and chooses his allies and friends well. That is, I mean, when you get right down to the brass tacks of Roger Ailes, there probably wasn't a more, on the positive side, brilliant strategist. Who many argue got Richard Nixon elected, big in Republican circles, and so maybe you say, well, he got Richard Nixon, what does that say about him? Well, fast forward to him being naked from the waist down on the couch when Gretchen Carlson walks into his office.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, right. Oh. And the description that she had of his private parts was the reason she walked out.
Number three on the list this week.
Yeah. I haven't heard this part. This is good, Doug. Don't stop.
I think I've told to stop, so we keep moving. All right, so where does O'Reilly go? That's what I want to know.
Anywhere he wants. That's what I thought, ultimately.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if CNN hired him? Wouldn't it be awesome?
MSNBC. That'd be really cool.
That's where who went over to MSNBC? From Greta Van Susteren went over there. She's doing quite well.
She's doing well.
Yeah. I like her. I've never, there were a lot of people who took shots at her because she had her face job. I thought it took a lot of balsam to do what she did and just keep right on going and not really pay much attention to it. It was a really sexist thing that bothered a lot of men. I don't know that it bothered any women, and I didn't.
Well, I think it bothered women in the sense that, she is a very intelligent woman and obviously succumbed to the pressures of, of image. And I think
a
lot of
that?
Women.
Did she do it voluntarily, or did she feel like she had to do it?
Yeah, I think she did.
It's obvious she did.
But what woman in media doesn't feel pressure to constantly look like, the Fox tarts?
Right. She'd come from CNN, so going back to MSNBC it's kind of full circle for her. I mean, that was not my issue with her. My issue was that she was on CNN way back 20 years ago talking about how OJ was innocent. I mean, she was talking from a legal standpoint. I still hate it. But,
you never listened to me when I was on KBC then, did you?
Why? What were you saying? You loved her?
OJ would be walking the streets right now if it were up to Doug.
Slammed. When I first went, the first thing that was going on, I went to KBC in 1993, and the first thing that was going on when I got on the air was the OJ thing. It was just after the Bronco, the next week. So.
Yeah. I was there too, so I must have been down the hall at our.
You were at the other station. Yeah, you were at KMPC. Yeah, you were. Yeah. I don't know why we never met.
We should have. See, that's weird. I was in the identical studio, and you were saying one thing. In other words, you were like, Mr. OJ is the man, and he ought to be out on the street.
I said what I said. Richie simplified it a little bit. I said that I thought that there was room for discussion as to whether he was guilty or not, and it was way before the trial. I just said everybody's jumping on this guy. Let's give it a chance. And well, that was met
everybody
by
wanted OJ to be innocent. Nobody wanted to believe he could do that. But then, as you got more,
no, I thought he was immediately. The more I was on the air, Doug, right down the hall. That I thought that morning, as soon as I heard about it, I remember hearing it on the news that the wife of OJ Simpson's been found dead. You know, and OJ Simpson's like missing. I'm like, okay, well, some connection here, something going on.
But let's look at this. I mean, what year was that? What year was that?
94, 95. 94. I remember somewhere. So, that's a long time ago.
So back then, the media was deciding guilt or innocence in cases. You know, we look at it now, we're like, oh, the media controls it. There is no unbiased. I mean, it was going on back then.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but I mean, I at the time, if I, you know, you're a talk show host, you're supposed to have an opinion and scream and yell about whether, you know, the news is different. The hosting is a separate concept, sort of, right? Doug?
Yes. Supposed to be.
Pitch? Anybody help?
Supposed to be.
Yeah, the key there is supposed to be. See, Victoria didn't grow up on all that. Victoria has grown up in the era of right versus left. So that's where the distinction
pretty much
is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't grow up in that. I grew up, actually, the people that I worked with at KBC were the people who were on that first network, the ABC Daytime Network, Michael Jackson, Alan Combs, Joy Brown, all those people were the people, and the people at KBC that I was around. The only real controversy at KBC, well, Larry Elder had started, and he was somewhat controversial, but remember when Gloria was there? Gloria Allred preceded me on the air, and we actually became quite good friends. I like her a lot. I thought she was, she had lots to say. And she knew how to say it. And I got her into the national, you'd never join this group. We had a group. We don't have it anymore. National Association of Talk Hosts. And
they all ate each other and the group dissolved.
Well, we had some other problems. But anyway, Bruce Williams was, I'm talking about the founding members of it. Alan Combs and me and Gene Burns and Jerry Williams and, most of them were New York or Boston people that got the thing started. But then, you know, you roll in as you worked. Well, I said, when I went to KBC, I said, Gloria, wouldn't you like to join this group? And she said, I was all about. And she loved it. We had a convention in Houston, and Gene Burns was a president. I was a vice president. Gene was sick, so I had to run the thing. And Gloria was outside because we were giving the Freedom of Speech Award to G. Gordon Liddy. And Gloria went apoplectic. Man, you talk about theater. She was out. She had 1,000 women outside walking around the Houston Astrodome where we had, or wherever the hell we were in Houston, having placards, and the news media was there. And I had to walk Gordon into the building with his wife and his son. And Gloria's outside yelling and screaming at him. And people were spitting at him.
And Gordon loved every minute of it.
Oh, he was fabulous.
he thought it was hysterical.
In his eye. And he was also a macho guy, too, that probably Chapter Hyde well. They used to ask him on the air. I remember him taking a call on the air. I remember actually having him on the air. He had a book out called Will.
Yes.
At KFI. I remember he came in and he sat down. And I had just read his book, and in it he had written about how he could use a pencil to kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And I stuck a pencil on the on the table to see what he would do with it, you know. But it was he was a very macho guy. He used to, when he had a show, people would call him up, and a lady would be on the line, and she'd go, "How are you?" And he would say, "Virile and vigorous," you know.
So we were at an event, Richie. I think you were there actually. And Gordon and I were having our picture taken.
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, I was possessed with wanting to rub his head because he had shaved his head. And he looked at me with that look and he said, "Only Mrs. Liddy does that."
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, it was just, he's been a lot of fabulous characters in this business. And sadly, there aren't many of us left. I'm sitting with the four fabulous characters who all have something to say. Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden at 44 past the hour.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know,
When you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The mother of all worries, four of five working moms say kids' issues, including 75% of teens, who need to straighten their teeth. Here's Nicole Feliciano.
Forget the braces. Now treatment with Invisalign clear aligners is up to 50% faster. They've introduced one-week wear aligners that improve your teen's smile with a series of practically invisible custom aligners that gradually straighten teeth.
For new moms, it's how to tackle diaper rash.
I like Boudreaux Butt Paste Maximum Strength. It treats diaper rash symptoms without harsh ingredients. It soothes on contact, so you can start relieving diaper rash in as little as 3 hours.
Talking diapers.
This is a wow. Huggies Little Snugglers diapers are inspired by parents' hugs, and now they have a new wetness indicator. When the straight turns from yellow to blue, it's changing time. Pair them with Huggies Natural Care Wipes, designed to protect baby's delicate skin.
For kids 8 and up.
Make learning fun. Ozobot Evo is a smart, small, social robot that kickstarts the child's creativity, critical thinking, and tech skills. Ozobot invented their own color command language. Kids use the markers to draw a path for Evo to follow, or program it in the smartphone app.
All right, 47 past the hour. Joe, Rich, Victoria, and Doug, the one thing that has been missing from our discussion, notice how things are calming down and the Trump isn't sucking all the air out of the room all the time. There is obviously going to be plenty of focus on Donald Trump, but not the way it has been as things are sort of calming down. But in terms of, I'll just go around the room here, the virtual room. Joe, what do you think the most important thing was that Donald Trump did this week?
What did Donald Trump do this week? Oh, you caught me off guard. Donald Trump, China. You know, the most important stuff that he did, I think you don't know about. That's what I think.
Ah, that's an interesting way.
Yep, that's what I
think.
Thinking
about. What did he really say to the North Koreans?
What did he say to Putin?
What did he say to the Chinese? I think there's he likes Chinese. Don't we have that song, Richie? We've never played that song.
Well, he likes Chinese this week.
Joe.
You know, as long as they... I kind of like what Trump does. Trump says, I really like President Xi. He's working really hard.
Yeah.
And we know he's going to take care of this, wink, wink. Right, President Xi? Right. That's so great. You're my best friend now.
Right. Well, they want something. Chinese want something. He's willing to step on Kim Jong-un like a bug. And we'll reward you nicely.
That's what I think. And I think he has the leverage to do it. And I think Trump understands the whole trade issue. I think out of all the issues, I think that Trump weighed in on the campaign. You know, when he would weigh in on health care, it was like he's an inch deep and a mile wide on that one. But when it comes to trade and business and money deals, I thought, you know what, here's something where it really feels like he really thinks he knows what he's talking about. He's got an oar in the water here. So the thing with China, I'm really excited to see what he does.
He shook it up with steel this week, saying that he was going to shut down all of the steel trade while they examine the safety of the steel that's coming into the country, building our tanks and our armor for our veterans and our bridges and our buildings. And steel stocks for the steel companies in the U.S. shot up like 17%.
Right.
So, I mean, he does get that.
Okay.
He gets it, except all the Chinese steel built all of his buildings. So, you know.
But if you can make it American steel, why wouldn't you?
Sure,
all right, radio personality of the week. You want to know what the name is of one of the new radio personalities in the Washington area?
Who's that?
Chuck Wagon.
Chuck Wagon.
You forgot.
Wow.
All right, on that note.
Is that a dog food?
It will soon be 10 minutes before the hour here.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Minutes after the hour, time for us to check what's going on at the movies this weekend. Chuck Curry is not here. His mom is in the infirmary, so we've given him moments to be with his mom. So we'll have Rich McFadden and Victoria bring us up to date on some of the stories, including the reason that this song is playing is because there's some news of Clint Eastwood's Sully. Victoria, you want to bring us up to date on that?
Well, Clint Eastwood, of course, has had a lot of recent hits with Sully and American Sniper as a director, and so his new project has just been announced. He is going to direct a movie called The 1517 to Paris, and it is based on the true story of the three Americans, who, and I think one Frenchman, who subdued the heavily armed ISIS attacker on the way on the European train bound from Brussels to Paris.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting. I mean, this seems to be sort of his niche now, and he does these stories really well.
Yep.
And so this is going to be the next big one. And
there's a great storyteller.
Yeah, it's based on the 2016 book called The 1517 to Paris: The True Story of a Terrorist, a Train, and Three American Heroes.
Yep. A terrorist, a train, and three heroes. TT&T.
Yep.
All right. Good job. Meanwhile, there are other things that are coming out this weekend, and details of the new Star Wars land at Disney, which will probably intrigue you, so stick around for that info coming right up here.
allergy sufferers. My name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
So there's a rumor, Victoria, floating around that unfortunately Carrie Fisher did not finish material for episode 9. Mm-hmm. So Lucasfilm and Disney are trying to figure out what to do because she had been to rehearsal. If you see the, there's a great, that's the other thing that I saw, not only the story of Warren Buffett on the plane last week coming back, but there's a 90-minute HBO documentary on the lives, the lives of Debbie Fisher and, I mean, Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. It's fascinating. And really, it's a great story about them. It's them. It's their story put together by them. Anyway, and in that, she's doing rehearsal for Star Wars. And so it's hard to know how all the pieces fit together. But
so they've got enough film. They can CGI
her. Yeah, they'll figure out some way.
Yeah, they'll take whatever they have on film. They'll CGI the rest and make it work.
I like that her daughter and her brother both said, you can't have Star Wars without Princess Leia, who's now General Leia. So, yeah, that's great.
Right. Okay, so what is coming out this weekend? I'm sure The Fate of the Furious will be number one again. I don't think there's anything there to challenge it. Isn't there a new Smurfs movie? Where is that?
The Smurfs movie's been out for a while, but opening this weekend is the new Disney documentary, Born in China.
My daughter wants
the pandas.
To see this.
And if you see it in the first week of its opening, the proceeds go to the World Wildlife Fund, so that's also a bonus.
Earth Day stuff, yeah.
Yep. And there's another movie that looks kind of creepy called Unforgettable with Katherine Heigl and Rosario Dawson. She's the jilted ex-wife, kind of like a single white female meets Fatal Attraction. And then there's another interesting movie called The Promise, and that's about the Armenian genocide, and Josh Brolin is one of the stars of that.
Yeah. All right. So
is that what you were planning on seeing this weekend?
I'm not sure which of them.
Sounds like an upbeat kind of flick to see for your Saturday night date.
Right. So speaking of upbeat, Disneyland and Walt Disney World Star Wars are set to open in 2019, so they have them at both ends of the country. A lot of stormtroopers, diehard Star Wars fans will love this. Just another way to extract money, I suppose, to get people who've been there before to come back again.
Yeah.
Lightsaber and flight training, chance to explore starships. Guests will get all their meals included, $900 for the ticket.
But, you know, that includes your meals and admission to the park, so that's kind of not terrible.
It's not, huh? You going to pay for it?
Well, I'm not that into Star Wars, so.
Actually, I am. And Richie is. And
I'd do it.
Are Richie,
your kids would
step
probably
up
love
to the
this.
Plate? $900 a piece for your children?
No, I'll work out some kind of media credentials to go for free.
Okay, get mine while you're at it.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.